This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And listen to this. The 2025 Fan 5 Alarm T-shirts are available online. Go to KeystoneCustomApparel.com and get your commemorative T-shirt. A portion of the proceeds benefit local volunteer fire departments. That music signals that it's time for Bechtold's Breakdown. Donnie Chedrick in, as he usually is on Fridays for the noon hour. Let's go, Limits.
Donnie, very excited that you are here for today's Bechtold Breakdown, which is brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating and our good friend Jake at Southside Plumbing and Heating. And we begin with Booger McFarland. Did you forget about Booger? Remember he used to ride the Booger Mobile?
That was great.
Monday Night Football, cart.
He's been great on the newer editions of primetime.
I like him. That wasn't his best role on Monday Night Football, but as strictly as a studio analyst, I think he's great.
I think he is rejuvenated Berman a little bit too.
Yeah.
So Booger was on NFL Live on ESPN this week and is saying that Steelers players should hold out if Mason Rudolph starts. Booger said they are taking years off their lives who are potential Hall of Fame players. When you talk about Cam Hayward and TJ Watt and Minka, if you go out there with Mason Rudolph in game one, if I'm Cam Hayward, I might not even show up, because if you're not going to put forth the effort offensively or organizationally, why do you want me out here?
Oh, come on.
What are you making that, Donnie?
It's going to be 1 year if that's even the case. I mean, we're all still assuming that Aaron
Donnie,
Rodgers
they don't have a year to
guy.
Waste. Cam Hayward's 37. I'm not saying they should hold out or quit, but I would not be happy right now if I was Cam Hayward and TJ Watt and Minka. And I know that the defense doesn't have a whole lot of clout these days because they haven't exactly performed in the playoffs. But come on, Mason Rudolph. And I'd say the same thing about Aaron Rodgers. What are we doing?
They're wasting a year regardless.
Yeah.
That's the problem here.
Agreed. I don't think we talk enough. I was asking Ray, he wrote about it today, about how mind-blowing it is that Mason Rudolph is back in Pittsburgh. I feel like people are just like, oh, yeah, that's logical. What?
I never thought that would happen again.
Me neither. Since they've rejected him in some form or fashion 19 times, they played a duck hunter over him 1 year, and then they got rid of him and brought in Fields and Wilson. They could have had him that year, too, last year. And here he is again. Oh, yeah, Mason's back. That's perfectly logical. And he'll be really good. Okay.
Hold out if Mason is the quarterback. The guy that they've already played how many years with? The guy they're familiar with? The guy that
you think those guys are happy? You think those guys are happy at the prospect of Mason Rudolph as their quarterback?
Cam Hayward even said, we're comfortable with Mason as our quarterback.
What else is he going to do? Is he going to rip him?
He could do what he did with Aaron Rodgers and say, I'm not going in the darkness with that guy. I mean, if you want to be a Steeler or not, what is it? He took a lot more firm of a stance that he walked back with Rodgers than applauding Mason.
All right, Limits. Next.
All right. Fine, Joe. Cleveland's mayor, his name is Justin Bibb. He claims that there are more important priorities than the Cleveland Browns right now when asked about the Browns stadium drama. The mayor, there are more pressing things right now, important priorities, than the Browns stadium deal. The now, Browns might end up moving to Brook Park in their new dome stadium, and the mayor doesn't seem like he cares.
Neither do I, well, that's by the way.
That was my question. When is the...
Who cares if the Browns play in the city or the suburbs? Why would I care about that? Why do they even care about that?
The city of Cleveland should care. That's a lot of money that comes into the city. If the Steelers eventually try to move from like Acrisure to Cranberry, there will be a fight between the Steelers and the city.
Well, then I'll care if it's Pittsburgh. I don't care about Cleveland. Buffalo plays in Orchard Park, New York.
Well, the point of what
Kansas City plays way outside their city.
Point of what I'm bringing this up
for. Their city limits, I might add.
That's right. This is why I'm bringing it up, though, because this topic, Steelers lease, is up in, 2030, is going to eventually be broached here. Cleveland, I mean, the mayor basically says, yeah, sure, Browns, you know, move like 20, 25 minutes away. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, and to your point, he's sort of neglecting all of the money that will and should be brought in by having a pro football team there that
Freddie,
will now be lost.
Who runs the coffee shop right down the road from the stadium? Or Billy, who runs their version of Tequila Cowboy or Al Dean's?
I mean, I have wondered for a while, like, what is the next step once they think that the current stadium isn't the
Browns
anymore?
Or the Steelers?
The Steelers.
Oh.
Because the Steelers will eventually run into this problem because there's nowhere else to put a stadium.
Well, then Art will build a cheap Lego stadium outside of town instead of inside of town. But I do agree.
And then all they'll do is put parking garages everywhere. Like they've put up so much around it, there's nowhere to...
Do you like Acrisure Stadium, Donnie? I think it gets a bad rap, even though I just took a shot at it. I like it because it's no frills. Just come on out and play football. There's a patch of grass over there and a bunch of people in the seats.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it should get the hate that it does. It's similar, honestly, to a lot of the other ones in the AFC North. Like, I've been to all four of those. They all feel pretty similar to me. I'd probably say that Baltimore has the nicest, but I don't think the Steelers have the worst in the division.
Joe Smeltzer has taken a shot at somebody. Sorry to interrupt, Donnie.
But then, like, yeah, you see some of the newer ones. You see Vegas. You see Minnesota.
I don't care. I don't care about those. Do you? Is that important to you?
I mean, I don't really see us ever having something like that.
Do you want something like that?
I get the positives of having a dome, how you could bring in, like, other events, other major events.
The dome sucks, Donnie. You're supposed to be an old-time football guy.
Well, as I'm saying that, I don't think we ever see it because that's just not, you know, that just doesn't feel like Pittsburgh to me.
No, or Buffalo or Cleveland or Baltimore or any of the fact that Minnesota has a dome is a blight on their entire state.
See, they've had a dome my whole life, so I don't know the Vikings era pre-dome.
Well, the whole idea is to have your stadium reflect your city, your culture, your vibe. Do we want Pittsburgh to have a dome where it's 72 degrees inside and they play on a carpet? Donnie, you're Donnie Football.
I didn't say I wanted a dome.
You hinted at it.
I said I understand the positives of having a dome, but I don't
want a dome?
No.
Good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Joe Smeltzer, you guys know him, right?
Yeah, I love Joe. He's one of my good friends.
Legendary figure.
He listens all the time.
And you both saw that the college football playoff has a new straight seating rule?
I'm glad that you brought that up, Joe. That's the next topic.
Thank you, Limits. And I have a... Can I hijack this one?
Go right ahead.
And I'll actually ask you and Donnie about it. They want to go with straight seating. So the matchups last year, instead of having in the second round all the teams that got byes being underdogs in the second round, the matchups would have been way different. Now my phone doesn't work, Donnie. It would have been the winner of Clemson, Notre Dame at Penn State, which would have been tremendous.
A lot better.
No, that wouldn't have been at Penn State. That would have been at one of the... Like the Fiesta Bowl or whatever. But,
I know.
That's a lot different than playing the game at Beaver Stadium.
They would have played Penn State in the second round. This guy does.
It is. It's a lot different.
It's been like
this
all day.
You're not seeing 110,000 of my best friends.
Boise State would have played Indiana. That sounds like a first-round game, right? That's the way it should have been. The winner would have played Oregon, although not at Oregon. Right, Limits?
The
next game would have been Arizona State, Ohio State. The winner plays Texas. And then Georgia also would have gotten a bye and played the winner of SMU, Tennessee. That's the way it should be. The Boise State AD has weighed in. Jeremiah Dickey. Do you know him, Donnie?
Is he related to RA?
No, and he's also not related to Professor Dick over at Duquesne, I don't think.
Yeah, Dr. Dick.
Dr. Dick. So Jeremiah Dickey has weighed in from Boise State, and he says this is, please call it the Boise State policy. And then 15 seconds later, Joe Smeltzer subtweets that and says, and I quote, crybaby. Where do you... where do you fall on this, Donnie?
I think I'm on Joe's side.
Yeah.
I'm fully on Joe's side.
What is the Boise State guy saying? You're basically discriminating against the little guy, right?
Like, oh, you're using this as, we didn't hold up our end of the bargain as the team that was the... favorite, the higher seed in that second round, even though they weren't a favorite in the game, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Like, last year, this past year, you don't have to take that stance if you're Boise State, because there were plenty of teams who got that bye who got their ass kicked in that game. I mean, think about what Ohio State did to Oregon. That game was over by halftime. That was the number one overall seed, and Ohio State was up 5 touchdowns on them in that game.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you have to look at it that way. It's like, oh, we're poor little Boise State. We've always been forgotten about. Now, but, I mean, the bracket, the way that it could have been by the new format they're going to, I know hindsight's 20/20, and now that we know how a lot of those games worked out, it's easy to say this. The games on paper just sound a whole lot better. Like, I feel like last year we went into those games thinking, okay, we got a lot of blowouts in front of us.
You agree with him, Limits?
Yeah, I do. The matchups do look better. And I think that this is probably just best ultimately for the playoffs. Like, even though that Arizona State game they played against, who was it, Texas, was an incredible, incredible game. Like, I'm even not naive to say Penn State, Boise State in the second round, I mean, come on, that should not be that game unless Boise State advances another way.
And we all agree that Smeltzer's one-word tweet was tremendous. He did put a period on the end. Cry baby.
Yes, that's emphasis right there.
Love
the period at the very end.
Absolutely love it. Thank you, Limits, and thank you, Donnie, for another wonderful hour.
Thank you, Joe.
We had the time of our lives.
Thank you, Donnie.
Today was one of our best ever, did you?
That was a good one.
Thank you, Donnie.
The quiz show was very good, even though I choked. I froze.
I know, but it's the first time I've seen you do that. I do that every week. You've been very calm and very, very good in the quiz show. Today, you had a rough game. There's no way around
it. I'll just get back on the saddle.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Thank you, Donnie.
Thank you, Donnie.
Coming up,
Donnie never thanked me.
Now Limits wants you to thank him. What
Thank
is
you,
going-
Limits.
All right, is that good enough? He thanked you. Limits is feeling very insecure today as he tries, as he battles in his recovery from early onset mulls. I know, Donnie, you're rooting for him, aren't you?
Oh, Donnie, did you see the hat that I got?
Yeah,
Malzy gave me a hat.
He has the general know-it-all.
General
hat.
Know-it-all, right, from
exactly.
Malzy.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.